Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought.
You're not terribly moved by the fact that the hockey conferences have gone to overtime four times.
Oh, they're, you know, interesting games, but you got teams playing that I have no interest in. Florida, I have no interest.
Hockey hotbed.
It's an amazing story. Carolina, we all thought Carolina was a better team, but you get in overtime with Florida, Joe, you got no chance.
Somebody's got to do an in-depth look at how Florida is doing this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure people have.
They got a GM named Vito somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm going to win here.
Yeah. But is that now six overtime wins or five? They've won every time they've gone to overtime.
It's six.
Six.
I think so.
I think it's six. And it's amazing. And then, you know, Vegas, same thing. Dallas is kind of like, you know, we had the lead in both games, right? They had a lead with 2.5 minutes to go and just lose in overtime.
Would you say that much like Tampa then, there's no incentive for them to go to the lake? They got that ocean.
When you're warm like that, you're in no hurry to go to the lake.
Now,
you've
Tampa,
had a nice winter.
Tampa has actually turned into a hockey town.
That's a real hockey town.
Well, there's all this junior hockey down there and stuff. They have all these programs going. And the Lightning owner is a genius marketer, and he's spending a lot of money. But the Florida's just, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, but they must have really great personnel.
They were eight seed. You know, they were eight seed. They had a lousy regular season.
There ain't no quitting those cats.
No quitting those cats. I'll agree with that. And you know, you start
unlike
off beating,
the Celtics.
You start off beating Boston. Yeah. You that's a pretty good.
Then you
place
beat
to
Toronto.
Start. Then you beat Toronto. Yes. And yeah, they're good. There's no doubt about it. But I just every time I turn over, they're in overtime, and I said this could last for weeks.
Right.
So I, and then they had the one that went four OTs, right? And then the next one they won right away. Tkachuk's kid is a hell of a player.
And right? Now I'm reading the Wild have cap problems. Are you aware of that?
No.
Well, yeah,
I almost
it's been
said
that
the word. Well, they bought out. They knew that when they got rid of Suter and
Parisi.
$16 million each of the next 2 years.
You're just discovering this right now?
Hit.
Well, I guess so.
This would not have flown well on North Star Confidential.
No.
Your phone lines would have lit up.
I would have said on North Star Confidential, I would have said, I just learned that the Wild have cap problems.
Well, that was the reason that everybody expected him to keep one or the other,
mm-hmm.
get rid of Parisi and not Suter. And then he said, hell with it, I'm getting rid of both of them, but they're taking the big hit for the next. This year, the hit wasn't as bad as it is the next 2 years. If you can explain salary caps to me, you're a much smarter person than I am, but why would it be more expensive the next 2 years? I mean, it doesn't cost you the money, but it costs you the money in your cap, and I don't know why it's higher the next 2 years than it was for this year.
Let's go to our noted math expert.
Well, you put the cap at 50%.
Okay.
And then you have to...
I do that. Whatever.
Everybody has to get in under that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, noted.
Right.
The country did have a hell of a sports story over the weekend, though.
What's that?
Michael Block.
Oh, God,
club
yes.
pro from California, finishes 15th in the PGA, earns the right back next year, and they liked him so much, they said, come on down to the Colonial.
Yes,
we'll give you an exemption. He had to call his boss and say, I need another week off.
And he slam dunked a hole in one. Did you see it?
Slam dunk.
Went straight.
Really?
Right in the hole.
Boom.
Yep.
And,
wow.
he goes on the tee. He goes...
What?
Like that.
Like it went in?
And he says, yeah. Then all of a sudden, McEnroy was giving me a hug.
Yeah,
he couldn't believe that.
That's great.
He had a great attitude about it. He couldn't believe his good fortune.
McElroy had enjoyed what he was doing more than
right.
enjoyed what Block was doing
right.
more than him. He was great.
He know. Had Rose. He loved playing with Rose.
Yeah.
He loved playing with McElroy.
Yeah.
Twice he put on the walk and talk deal so he could walk up the fairway talking to the guys. He didn't. Care. He didn't lose focus.
How old is he?
46.
Yeah, he looks like he's in his 40s. Yeah, not
46.
Somewhere in Mission Viejo, huh?
Yep.
What's the golf course?
I suppose that's in here, but I
yeah.
haven't.
Yeah, yeah, it was amazing.
So
Orange County somewhere.
Yeah, Mission Viejo, yeah.
Explain to dummies like me, how does this guy get to compete in the first place?
He got to qualify and won a section.
Okay. This is the PGA... of America. This is not
okay.
the PGA
that's
Tour.
That's what my question is.
So if you're a club pro, you could have tried to get 15, into this.
I think they let 15 of the men. We've had a bunch of them go. Don Barry's been in it several times. No, because they made the, used to be 20. I think it's down to 15 now. The club
But when
pros,
the PGA was but, in Chaska, right?
No. Oh. He might have been, but yes. But you have a PGA of America tournament to decide who gets to play
you.
In the tournament.
And live players were just, invited to join in, right?
No, they're all qualified. I mean, Koepka can play for 100 years because he won a thing and three times. But no, they're qualified. They're qualified. They weren't invited. They're qualified.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, they're qualified. So,
what will live not be invited to? Now, there's some Ryder Cup controversy. Will Koepka...
No.
He'd be crazy... Zach Johnson would be crazy not to pick him for the Ryder Cup.
Yes, and that, again, is a PGA of America event, so they might as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should. So...
I keep thinking a guy like Koepka, maybe he misses the tour.
I don't think
he does.
But he
doesn't like the tour.
He doesn't like playing.
He likes majors.
He likes playing majors. He doesn't like having to, being told that he has to play in this tournament and that tournament. Yeah. Plus, he was not healthy for a couple of years. And did you watch the Netflix
yes.
thing?
Yes.
He's not as confident a guy.
I thought there was some vulnerability there.
Yes, but
So what you're saying?
I don't think he's the guy I choose to hate. I'm not going to be a hater.
No, he's not.
He's a hell of a player.
DeChambeau though is.
I don't care for
he's
him.
He's insane.
Well, he putts like...
He's a skinny guy.
Well, he had to lose weight.
And then he's Bluto.
Now he's back.
Now he's Bluto, and now he's lost like 40 pounds of mass muscle.
He had to.
Because you know what he never figured out? If you hit it 340, and you hit it 2% offline...
You're done.
You're in the trees.
That's right.
If you hit it 300, and then you can hit 4% offline.
Right.
But it's the longer you hit it, the lower the percentage, you know this as a math guy, the lower percentage you're being offline.
Right. I was going to say that.
Yeah.
You were.
I can't stand his putting stroke either. Super 74. He looked like he was trying to put it through the clown's mouth.
Even getting rid of the muscles, he's still very stiff.
It's just a bunch of BS.
But
it worked once. It'll work once in a while.
You know, in addition to Michael Block's slam dunk hole in one. Mm-hmm. The other extremely weird thing is on Saturday, this Connors guy is in a
Corey
shootout.
Connors from
is
Canada.
In a shootout with Koepka.
Right.
And he hits that ball, hits his tee shot on 16 into the right bunker up there. And then he hits it into the face.
Yep.
And he goes to hell.
That's right.
He ends up. And Sunday, same thing.
Same thing.
With Hovland.
Yep.
Didn't you learn anything?
Don't hit it into that bunker. Don't hit it into that bunker.
And A, and B, don't hit it into the face.
Yeah.
You got to try to make four
right.
with your wedge, right? You got to try to hit right. it close. But they both hit this, and they're both taking a drop
yep.
up there on the hill in the weeds, you know. And they both go away. They both disappear. Hovland, though, is...
He's going to win a major.
Oh, yeah. You know that Hollis, first year of the 3M Open,
yeah.
he had Matthew Wolff. They were all, like, coming out of college. Marikawa and Hovland. He invited them all. Right. And Wolff ended up winning it, right?
Right.
Wolff ended up winning. Now he can't play a lick.
I was going to say, whatever happened? Did he go
live?
He
went live. He's got emotional problems.
Yeah, he's got issues.
So
yeah.
if Brooks Koepka had the Royce list of things he didn't like,
right?
On that list would be playing.
On that list would be golf.
Got it.
On the list would be golf. Weekly golf.
Weekly golf. Non-major golf, yes.
Occasional golf is fine, but
and did you see where the lovely Jen...
Dustin, by the way, that's why Dustin went to live, too. He doesn't like playing.
No.
He likes playing tournaments, you know.
Did majors. You see where the Jenna Sims wasn't there to run out and give him the big smooch at the PGA? Brooks's Jenna Sims, the wife.
Really?
She was at the Sports Illustrated swimsuit gala in Miami. She's with child.
Okay.
And I don't know why I bring that up, except I think the nation was anticipating
seeing her come out there and give him the big cuss.
And the minute, it's a good thing he won, because the minute he finishes 15th, she's out the door. If she's, that's my theory.
Really? You think so? No, I think he's got enough money now. He's, she's guaranteed.
All right. Yeah.
She's going to stick around.
I don't know.
Is this going to be their first child?
Believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know who's, last week knocked up again, Jason Day's wife, man.
Really?
She's a gorgeous
They
girl,
got about 15
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, leave her alone.
Hey, was Day in the PGA?
Leave her alone.
Yeah, use something.
Hey, why was there no mention of Day coming off of victory? Was he in it?
Yeah, he was in it.
Or did he not make the cut?
I don't think he made the cut. He didn't. He was never, I didn't see him hit a shot. I didn't watch hours of it, but I didn't see him hit a shot.
No, I didn't see him hit a shot either. Now, this Michael Block, he won $288,000.
It's more than he makes being the pro at Mission Bay.
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah.
So his caddy picks up a nice, what, 28 grand? Get 10%?
No, you don't get 10% automatically, only if you win. It depends upon what. In that situation, he gives you what he wants. He'll give him probably 10,000, 15, probably.
Well, Kepka's caddy, does he get 10%?
Generally speaking, yes.
That's 300 grand.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not. 3 million was the prize.
3,150,000.
Mm hmm.
Hell, you could finish last and cover your week.
Boy,
last place was 28 grand.
I covered two events in there. I covered a Ryder Cup and
you've
the
been
PGA
to Oak Hill?
Twice.
I'd love to see that place.
I was there when Shawn Michael hit the amazing shot out of the 18th fairway and won the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was standing behind him. That was when I could walk. Now I'd be watching TV saying, oh, that was a hell of a shot. Did everybody see that on TV here? I was walking Oak Hill. I could walk Oak Hill at one point. I was there for the PGA when we choked it. The Ryder Cup when we choked it unmercifully. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Had it won.
Do know that that's one of the opens that Curtis won was
yes,
Oak Hill.
Yes.
He won two in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was there in Country Club.
And then the U.S. Club. Open started going other places and kind of phased out Oak Hill. So Oak Hill did what Hazeltine did and said, we'll take the PGA. You give us a Ryder Cup.
And
so
I will officially nominate myself to cover any Ryder Cup going forward after what Patrick and I experienced in Chask a couple years ago. I'll just be the roving reporter to find the drunk people that are underneath trees and whatnot all over the course.
You know, next time we have that thing, which I will not be, covering. Hopefully, I'm
you
awake.
Say that now.
Hopefully, I'm away. I'm alive for it. But what is it, 28 or something?
I think it's 28, yeah.
Late September, we had the most gorgeous weather ever.
Could have been snowing, Pat.
You know what weather we're going to get next time? It's going to be god-awful. Sleet, hail, rain. It's going to be terrible. We'll never have it again. We'll never have that perfect weather again.
It was spectacular weather.
It was tremendous.
That was 2016.
I'm still upset with that, though, that they made the golf course so easy.
That's right. That was your big point of contention.
That was Davis.
I'm still mad I didn't rent out my house like my neighbors did.
Why not?
Oh, my God. They made a lot of money.
But your Twins had a 4-6 road trip.
Hey, I got to bring this up in baseball matter. Ricky Hummel died last night in his sleep.
Oh, no.
The great Ricky Hummel, St. Louis.
St. Louis.
77.
Just a minute. I got to talk to my man, Rich.
He worked 51 years at the Post-Dispatch.
We had him on a couple times, didn't we?
Yeah, that's what I thought. He's a good friend of mine. And, he was...
Well, that's too bad. I did not know that.
He apparently, a short-term illness that just came up. But he quit after spring training this year. I don't think it was because he was sick. I think this came up quicker
than
that.
How old was he?
He was 77, which is a familiar age to me. In fact, I looked it up. I'm 4 months older than him.
Really?
So. Wow. But yeah, he was
a but you know what you are? You're a young 77.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. But a real character. He quit drinking. Mm-hmm. He used to like the Missouri Bar and Grill was a closing spot. And it was Ricky's official bar. So everybody who came to St. Louis who was a ball writer went to the Missouri Bar and Grill. But then Ricky quit. But he had himself a bookmaker, and he was a terrible gambler. I mean, not terrible for amount, but terrible picking winners. And you'd be at the World Series on Saturday, and if Ricky was depressed, you know he had a bad day batting college football because he'd have 12 college football games bet, and he'd be looking at his, not his phone back then. He'd be looking at his computer, and then he'd fall silent, and you know something bad had happened.
Oklahoma didn't cover.
Yeah, he was a great guy. They really
are. We on a Buxton watch.
He's in the Hall of Fame, the Baseball Writers Hall of Fame, and his nickname was the Commish. Everybody called him the Commish because he ran a lot of pools.
Oh,
so
sure,
he was the commissioner of pools. We are probably on a Buxton watch. Yes, he will not be. He won't be in a lineup tonight. But whether they DL him or not for 10 days, I don't know. But if you watch Saturday's game, do you watch Saturday's game?
I only caught a bit because we were running to and from.
You
baseball.
Didn't see Saturday's game. It was a beautiful afternoon. He had the most fabulous base running day I have ever seen. He beat out a double play that was impossible to beat out.
I saw that,
and he beat it out like 2 steps. And then twice he went first to third. Hunter Renfro, big arm in right field. And both times he got to second, kind of hesitated, then just ran
and just
to third.
Took off.
And he won the game for him single-handedly with his base running. But he's as fast as ever when he's healthy.
Right.
But now he's
just got the chronic knee.
We got the bad knee.
What did we say today, Ed? Stiffness in his knee or stiffness in his leg? So I'm guessing the old 10-day DL, but maybe not. Who knows?
Well, and you can say that he hasn't played outfield, and Taylor's done a good job in center field, but
can't hit.
They need his bat, though.
Yes, they do. Taylor can't hit.
Michael A. Taylor. He's got to have the A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was making fun of that until I found out it's in honor of his dead dad.
Right.
So anyway.
All right. But, yeah, you did say that.
Yeah. Right. But.
The Buxton speed, though, for a minute.
Vasquez can't hit.
Did you see the infield hit he got against Kershaw?
Yes.
Kershaw, one of probably the, 5 best fielding pitchers in baseball. Slow roller. He just looked down like, how did he, why is he here? He looked down and there's no way he beat me to the bag.
Yeah.
He had that just look of, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I beat him by 2 steps, basically.
It's unreal.
Yeah, he was just running like a maniac that whole trip. They played good in L.A. against the Dodgers. They didn't play good this weekend. I thought they were screwed up this weekend. So,
and I don't think the Angels are that great.
No, they got Trout, and they got Ohtani, and they got Renfro's having a good year, and they got a couple other guys.
42,000.
Yes, for Ohtani.
Well, you've often said, how could you not go to a ball game in Anaheim?
Yes, that's true. Yeah, especially those Friday nights when it's about, starts off at 75, gets down to 68, and it used to be, and you can see the mountains again. Yeah. You used to not be. When they built the football stadium, but they rebuilt the, it's now the A again.
Who played football there?
Rams.
The Rams did.
Rams before they went to, they went out there, and then before they went to St. Louis.
Right.
And then they came back and have quite the edifice in which they're playing, apparently. So, and I interrupted you when I told the Ricky story. What else were we going to talk about here? We got the hockey covered.
No, I just said the Twins did a 4-6 road trip.
We should mention Bud's eulogy yesterday.
I saw you on TV. You were in the background walking past.
Yeah, I was on the
To go get a refreshment.
I was on the four-person committee.
Were you?
The four-person media. Chad Hartman, Barrero, Mike Max, who used to hunt with him once in a while, and me. And, you know, but Mark Rosen emceed it. He kept her moving. Good. He would have been proud
of him.
That's
a sign of a guy who knows what he's doing.
They had 90 minutes. They advertised it as 90 minutes. They might have went a minute over, which was pretty damn good considering you had.
And a lot of people there in their Viking makeup. You know, the horns and the face and the deal.
Well, this was televised yesterday.
Yes. I did not know that.
Channel 9.
Well, you just said you saw him on TV.
I saw him on the news last night.
Oh, in the news. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay.
You sure it was me? It wasn't some other guy than of that structure.
No, I know you. That was you.
I wore a suit coat.
You were shuffling past.
Meanwhile, Scott Studwell came in cargo shorts to be part of the thing.
Oh, fantastic.
Which, when he came out, when the Star Tribune put him in the Minnesota Sports Hall of Fame, he was dressed worse than cargo shorts. It was unbelievable. He retired and said, I'm never getting dressed again.
I'm never wearing a suit.
I'm never wearing a suit again. Alan Page was there, though. Mm. They didn't have him on a, you know, they didn't ask him to be part of their
panel. Jim Marshall was
there? No, what? Jim Marshall didn't make it.
Well, was Eller?
Eller was there. Yeah. Eller's in not great shape, but Marshall's worse. Mm. Marshall is, he's not getting around much right now. But he's 85? Is he 85?
Okay.
You know, he was the oldest. He'd already played. He was on the original Vikings, but he'd already played like 3 years with the Browns. So he was at Ohio State like 57.
Tell your Jim Brown story again. Jim Brown, we lost Jim Brown.
Yes.
The great running back for Cleveland who quit at the age of 29. Yes. Which I think was a tip of my hat's tipped off to you to get out of that game when you can still think.
He was acting, right. And they wanted him to. He wanted to skip training camp to go to be in this movie, and they said no, and so he quit.
But you had a
He
had the reputation as very difficult to talk to, and you couldn't
Had some troubles with violence and women. Yeah, it didn't work out well.
You throw a girl out the window.
Yeah, he said she jumped, but anyway, she's.
What was the occasion where you needed to reach him?
There, Spike Lee did a documentary.
That's right,
and it was being shown at the Walker on Sunday. And so the boss, Crevier, said, we should do a column on this. So I said, okay, I'll try. I called him Monday. The people
How'd you get his number?
The PR people.
Yep.
Called him Monday. And
the event was to be the following Sunday.
And they wanted to run it in Saturday's paper.
Right. So you got all week.
It's Thursday.
Right. You haven't heard.
Morning, I haven't heard. I have his, and they give me his phone number Thursday morning, but said he's expecting you. Okay, so I said it's got to be today, else I'm not going to do it. So anyway, I called and left a message and called the number, and I said I called back the boss at 8 o'clock at night and said we're not getting him.
This is Thursday.
Thursday. And 10 o'clock at night, calls, hour and 10 minutes.
You were on the phone.
Fantastic.
Yep.
He was fantastic. Talked about his difficulty, flaws, all his greatness. You know, he wasn't only the best football player in the country. He was the best lacrosse player in the country. Wow. He was a lacrosse
at Syracuse.
God, can you imagine him storming
down
the
field
to let you with a stick in his hand? And he was great. I mean, he talked about everything. And I talked to Chuck Foreman about him yesterday because Chuck knew him well and was upset. And I said about this, and he says, well, you talk to him, he told you exactly what he felt about stuff. And I said, that's right, he did. Yeah. And he was very active in the civil rights movement and was amazing football player. Although the only time he came here for the big game and the Vikings beat him 27-0, remember the Cleveland Browns, after they beat the Rams. So, but he was an amazing athlete, and it was one of my favorite interviews ever because it was so unexpected.
Did you ever get to talk to him after that?
Not really. No, no, I didn't. I should have went and seen him.
He might have remembered that long of a conversation.
Yeah, but he was in no hurry. I could tell he was in no hurry.
Yeah. Well, it's 10 o'clock and he's probably done for the night.
Yeah, he could have blown in. He was in Miami or someplace, so it was 11. You know? Yeah. So, but 10 o'clock my time. But it was great. It was, sometimes you get surprised. Mm-hmm. Willie Mays. Mm-hmm. Everybody told me you're going to get 15 minutes maximum. You go out there to see him. I got our guy, Jerry Holt, our photographer, black guy from Alabama, or from Mississippi. He got in there. He schmoozed. He had Willie so schmoozed up by the time I got there talking about the South. 90 minutes. Yeah. That was fantastic.
And that was during a Giants game, wasn't it?
It was before a Giants game. We were still going when the Giants game was on.
Oh, that's great.
It was great. But I did find out if... You can talk to Willie a long time if you talk to him about how great he was. But he can't see anymore. His vision is really bad. But he just turned 90, right?
Yeah.
I think they just had his
big
90th birthday celebration. Damn, some of those people are getting old.
Closest I can come is Ali.
Oh, yeah.
At Ali.
Yeah.
In Gleason's gym.
Yes.
And they said 10 minutes, and it was half hour.
Yeah.
How about Ken Norton? Did you ever
interview him? I knew Ken. He almost killed me, but I knew Ken.
Mm-hmm. You know?
That was some fight.
Now, boy, that was
a fight. Picked me up like this. Who you call him, boy?
No, sir, that's not the guy.
It was a term of tribute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a holy cow.
Yeah, all right. Goodness sakes.
My gosh.
Golly gee whiz.
Land of Goshen.
You know, you mentioned something, Pat. It just struck me. Your four-headed media panel was, you said, you, Chadley, Mike Max, and Danny B.
Danny B.
You know what that is? It's almost a reincarnation of the sports show.
Well,
you got Sid Disciple.
Yeah, and Danny would be who?
Would be Dark. Although they couldn't be more opposite of each other.
I think the preparation they put in for the radio show was different, for instance. Hey, Dark, though, did you see my butt column Sunday?
If I did, I don't.
You didn't watch it? I flipped in. Sid, you know, revealing to the world, and I kind of wrote about how the second time it was much of a situation. I said, and that Sid did not even get the scoop on that, but a mysterious character named Dark Star called a show known for breaking sports news on Monday nights. and of course, all the commenters to the Star Tribune didn't get the joke. But anyway.
I probably didn't read it because I thought, what more can I possibly learn?
And you shouldn't have read it because I had done the old bit. And basically, they just wanted something in advance of this, so I had to redo it. But I did get a great quote out of Bobby Hagan that they showed on the thing. They were up there interviewing him on, like, 2 months ago in a long 3.5 hour thing. Not for this, obviously, just for their archives. And Hagen asked him, what's the best day you've ever had in your life? Any day. Mm-hmm. And he looked and he said, today. Oh. He said, that's a beautiful day. Yep. I can look out at the lake. Yep. I'm here with people I like. And I'm 95 and I'm feeling okay. Yeah. So today.
Yeah.
You know, not why not? Why worry about something that happened in the last?
That's the right answer.
Yes, it is. Yeah, because it's for him.
That's
for him.
Pretty much the right answer for anybody.
Yeah, right.
I'm alive.
Yes, that's basically what he was saying. Yeah, but he was a different cat, man. He was.
I'm looking for the soundbite that we had forever, but I can't find
nobody
it.
Nobody more comfortable being himself than Bud. I put that in there.
I got along with them for the same reason I got along with Mock.
Mm-hmm.
They just thought, who is this idiot?
He saved your life, for God's sake. Yeah. Kept you. You were in the midst of a nervous breakdown, for God's sakes.
He'd get in the training room.
Now, what time of this was Lambo.
Yep. Yes.
What time? Was it late in the year, so it was
season
a cold
opener,
day?
It was snowing during the whole game.
Was it over?
It was a late game. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you could have had some type of hypothermia, he was thinking?
I don't know what the hell was going on. The floor was going up and down. It was just a bad scene. And Bud took one look at me and said, why don't you go in the trainer's room? I walked there throwing shoes at me and stuff. What's he doing in here? You know.
You know what I felt bad about? Nobody mentioned Zambi.
Yeah.
Yesterday. And I should have.
Bud would have.
Bud Moore, but I forgot to mention Zambi, and when it was over, I said, because Zambi and him were like, he was as important, Zambi was as important to him as any of his assistant coaches.
Hell yeah.
And Zambi, the other thing about Zambi, he and Bud had a great competition about who could get the most cutthroat deal on anything.
Right.
Zambi was cheaper than Bud, which is saying something.
That's wow.
Right. If they ever went to dinner together, they could have sat there and stared at each other for an hour before.
Well, did you see what Mike Grant said when they gave him the plaque from the United States Senate?
Yeah, he says.
He said, I wonder what Bud would get for this in the garage sale.
That's what Bud. How about the Mike Grant's quote about when he sold it? An old lawnmower that didn't work or something else that didn't work and somebody buy it. He said he'd just get a big smile on his face because he got money for some worthless piece of junk. I also heard his story about, did I tell you this Monday? That he had this big table.
Yeah. Oh, you told
Yeah.
They brought it out 5 years in a row before he finally got his price.
He never came down on the price.
$25 preferred autograph for a photo. Unbelievable.
My dying mother just wanted to
hit it. She loves you.
That's fine. That's $20.
She got $25. That's no bargaining. What a beauty.
Oh.
All those, we've said it before, though, all those guys from the Depression, man.
You know, they're all the same way.
They all, absolutely.
Know,
yeah. So
my favorite thing I've never knew about Bud was it a Dennis piece where he was hunting in on the Armistice Day blizzard?
Yeah, that was a great piece.
That taught me more than...
He should have been there. Dennis should have been there on the panel, but he's out in Montana now, so he probably...
Why did we never learn that about Bud? Was he just not very open about stuff like that?
There never was any reason for it to come up, really.
I'm sure that Dennis... You know, Dennis hunted with him a lot. I'm sure that Dennis... had been told the story in the honey lodge someplace and just said, geez, it's time to write it, you know.
Oh, okay, sure.
That would be my guess. Shara was there, and Shara was, hunted with him too, but I don't think he was ever got as close to him as Dennis did. Because Dennis, they go on adventures. You know, the one thing I said this earlier today, though, asked to explain, I almost said axed.
Right.
Ophthalmology.
Wondering if you would explain this.
Yes, asked. How he and Sid got so close.
Yeah.
He said he had a car.
That's right.
You know, Buzz Kaplan from Owatonna, best of buddies. He had a plane. Get him to Canada a lot faster than driving.
Right.
They flew to South America, for God. I think they were to the bottom of the world.
Try asked again.
Yeah. Ask.
Asked. No, get the K
asked.
In. You're not getting the K asked. In. Asked.
Let me out of here. My voice.
No, you're thinking about when Jesse was refereeing a game with Mr. Ass.
Yes, right.
Asked to explain.
Asked.
When asked.
To explain. Now it's gone the way of tur.
Tur.
Now I can't say that. Those are two important words I can't say. Yeah. That's enough. Let's
goodbye.
Get out of here.
See
goodbye.
You later.
You've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.
For the past 165 years, Minnesotans have been enjoying all this great state has to offer. From Niagara Cave to the Lake of the Woods, did you know Minnesota spans more than 86,000 square miles? It's great. We can experience a state so rich in landmarks, landscapes, and adventures. With so many options, it got us thinking, why are so many Minnesotans limiting their home and auto insurance options? Today, 80% of Minnesotans have their insurance with just one agent who only has one company. At the Canopy Group, we offer you 16 companies for your home and auto insurance and 40 professional agents. So as your needs change, we have options that continue to provide you with the best coverage for the best price. You wouldn't want to fish in only one of Minnesota's 10,000 lakes, and we don't want you to be stuck with only one insurance company. Visit thecanopygroup.com or call 800-967-3389 and get your insurance options today.